Exclusive: Cicely Davis is running against Ilhan Omar to prevent the radical transformation of America. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 13, 2021. Cicely Davis told Breitbart News Saturday that she's running for Congress to replace Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and prevent the radical transformation of Minneapolis and America. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview asking Davis about Minneapolis's recent vote to reject a measure that would have defunded the police. There was an assumption that because Ilhan Omar backed it, and because Keith Ellison backed it and promoted it, that it would go through. And so I think there was a complacency there, but the people stood up, she said. Just to remind the people, my district is 63% liberal. And so this is the significance of them voting against. At 57% of the voters, voted against saying they wanted more police presence, not less. And so the reality is that progressives have been using this public safety reform as a Trojan horse for the radical transformation of America, and the Minneapolis people stood up and said, no, and that to me is absolutely shocking. Boyle noted that Minnesota's 5th congressional district has been a Democrat stronghold for nearly 50 years and asked Davis about her plan to flip the district red. And so the way to beat her is right now I would need to ride this wave. Again, what happened on Election Tuesday so that common sense is finally starting to kick in. I'm having conversations in liberal living rooms is what I'm calling my tour right now, she said. And what they're telling me is that you know what, we don't feel that she actually cares about what we care about, those kitchen table issues. What's costing more at the gas tank, putting money in the gas tank? What's costing more to buy groceries, you're getting less than your paycheck, which means that we have to take away from you know, electives like taekwondo fees and piano lessons and sports and things like that. Davis mentioned that creating a permission structure is crucial for her plan to defeat Omar. So right now, the way to win this is to just create a permission structure for liberals. And what I mean by that is this, you know, I speak to liberals and I say, you know what, here's the deal. Are you getting what you thought you're going to get? She said. Create a creative permission structure where they can say, you know what? We voted for her. We thought we were getting one thing. We're getting something altogether different. I think if I can build a relationship, rapport and trust, I think I can go to the ballot box and check in. This time, because we need to get money back in our pockets and we need to feel safe in this district, she continued. Boyle mentioned Omar's radical history as a champion of defunding the police and also touched on her Some People Do Something quote regarding the September 11th terrorist attacks. She's for defunding of police in Minneapolis. She's also for defunding the Iron Dome in Israel. She clearly has a problem with her constituents and our allies and protecting themselves, she said. Davis also criticized Omar for the way she stifles litigation in Congress. Omar loves to hold hostages. She led the squad in voting against the infrastructure bill because the even more expensive, Bankrupt America Act didn't pass first. Davis also called out Omar for pushing an anti-Semitic agenda. She's not at all listening or bowing to the will of her constituents in this district. I'm stepping up to hold her to accountable. I apologetically stand with our allies in Israel. And I'm standing up against the anti-Semitism agenda that's going on in this country. As the interview continued, Davis touched on her background growing up in the deep blue state of Minnesota. Her entire family is liberal, and Davis even voted for Barack Obama in 2008. However, his poor performance as president made her realize the conservative values within her. I realized once he got in, what he was saying and what he actually was doing didn't line up with my values. Did not vote for him the second time. Then became very active with my conservative values, supporting local candidates. Davis highlighted her service as chair of her Senate district in Minneapolis and Minnesota Blexit leader. Davis said the riots in her state last year caused her to run for a congressional seat. I turned that mirror in front of me and just said, hey, it's got to be you. So I just decided to take that plunge and to be a champion for my district and for our country. We have to defend our constitutional republic. Boyle next asked if Davis, as a black woman, noticed an uptick in Republican support amongst black voters in her district. There are open ears and I'll tell you something, 30% of black men in Minnesota actually voted for Trump last election cycle. So that's something I'm definitely taking advantage of to get them to help me move that needle, she said. However, she quickly pointed out the disservice local Black leaders are doing by parroting Democrat talking points. Although Black leaders in Minneapolis were against defunding the police, they're still bringing white supremacy, and when you have pastors leading their congregation in that notion, it's been very difficult to break that monolith, Davis said. Boyle then asked Davis about her plan to convince lifelong Democrat voters to support her in the election. So the way that I approach is to just simply ask a question. They have to understand that I'm not there to debate, she said. I start out by saying, what are you interested in? And how is your life better? And what that does is it opens up conversation, and so it really forces people to be honest. And once I find that out, I find out that we have a lot of things in common and we're all interested in a really basic life necessities. You know, our children's future education, public safety, you know, wanting to have a financial future so we can enjoy some of life lessons. We want a robust Minneapolis back. As the interview ended, Davis made her final pitch to voters within her district. We need someone who can come in and kind of calm things down and be a real champion for this district. But leave people to where, you know, there's common sense and there is a way that we can work together. Stand shoulder to shoulder and really represent and change the narrative for Minnesota. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.